You're killing it.
I think we need coffee up here.
All right. How about we take up item number 7, which is... I need to read it in... Yes, Brenda. Please come up to the mic.
Brenda Edelman, is there any way you can give us a sense of when the... how long the action items will take and when the information items might be considered?
Yeah, as far as I know, Brenda, let's walk through that really quick. The action items are item number 7, which I believe is relatively brief. I do not have a sense. Can you give me a sense, Mr. St. John, of item number 8?
Item number 8, the staff presentation is no more than 10 minutes.
Okay.
There are a couple members of the public who I understand are here to talk to that item.
Okay.
I would think it's a 20-minute item.
Okay, so I think what we're going to do, Brenda, is we will, what I plan to do then is we will hear item 7. We'll take a short break after item 7. We will take item number 8. I assume that would take us to somewhere about an hour from now, I would guess. So we would be on to informational items. No, sorry, the workshop. Workshop for Green Diamond. Resources issue number 9 by about an hour from now, 10:30, and then we will take it as it goes from there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, we will take on item number 7. This is a time and place for a hearing of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board North Coast Region and consider a temporary renewal of the conditional waiver for discharges related to specific land managed activities in the Shasta River watershed. Order number R1-2006-0052. This item has been properly noticed. Will all those who expect to give testimony on this matter please stand, raise their right hand, and take the following oath? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
Fantastic. I remind people, if you want to comment on this issue, to please fill out a speaker card. And with that, Mr. Baker.
Good morning, Chairman Norman and members of the board. I'm Andy Baker of your staff, and I'm the Shasta TMDL Implementation Coordinator. And this is item 7, R1, order number R1, 2012-70. It's a temporary renewal of the conditional waiver for discharges related to specific land management activities in the Shasta River watershed. It's part of the Shasta River TMDL. So I'm going to provide a brief outline. Do I need the clicker? I'm going to provide some brief background on the TMDL waiver. Where it's been up to this point and where we're going with the approval of the new waiver. I'll give you a schedule from this point forward on where we're going with the adoption of the new waiver. And keep in mind, this is just an interim waiver that's going to cover the next month and a half or so. I will then open it up to discussion. So the original waiver was adopted January 2007, and it provides coverage for discharges for those dischargers that are complying with the TMDL implementation program. The original waiver expired last January 2012, and before it expired, we extended that waiver to today, August 23rd, and to date, we have received no public comment on this extension, this temporary extension or renewal. So the purpose of the short-term renewal is to develop and adopt a new revised waiver. And we're taking into consideration obtained from past board meetings. There was the September board meeting of last year and this one last March. We have a lot of additional information, studies and reports from stakeholders and so forth. And we had an August staff workshop that most of you board members attended August 1st in Wairika. We got public comments at that time. We put the new waiver, the proposed draft waiver, out for public comment July 17th. Public comment closed on August 17th. So the purpose of this extension is to provide continued coverage for dischargers implementing the Shasta River TMDL. So next steps, we have public comments, not a whole lot, but we got some. And we're going to be preparing responses to those comments. In September, we'll be finalizing the new draft waiver. And October 4th in Wairika, we will bring the new waiver before you for adoption. And after that, we'll implement it.
Oh, am I supposed to? You got my back?
Yeah, they totally have been taking care of you.
Well, usually they do, so, you know.
No, you did fine.
So, staff recommendation is to adopt this short-term renewal until October 4th.
All right. Thank you, Andy. I want to also thank you for the opportunity to attend that workshop. I thought it was quite interesting. Learned a lot, as always. And it's always interesting to get out on the ground and see what's going on out there. So I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
If I may,
Chair. Having you.
I'm sorry. Mr. St. John.
Just to make a comment that while it's true that we only received a few written comments, we really received quite a lot of oral testimony at these workshops that we are taking, that we're in the process of weighing and considering. So the formal response to comments document addresses those written comment letters that we've received, but we're also in the process of really evaluating all the wealth of good critical information that we received orally.
Thanks for that clarification. Any board member comments?
Only having
thank you.
Attended that workshop, I would reiterate what David said. It was a very well done workshop, and it was very instructive, I think, for all of us that were there in terms of the interplay between our staff and the public. And I would like to thank the Walker family for inviting us to Bogus Creek to look at their property. It's just an outstanding chance to actually go look at something. It's not that you're not fun, Andy, but that was more fun.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a terrific ranch. It really is.
Okay. Any other board member comments or questions? I have one speaker card, Darren Maroya. So let us hear from Darren, and then we'll have you right back, okay? Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, and good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board.
My
name is Darren Maroya. I'm the North Coast Area Manager for California Trout. Since I appeared here before you last fall, you have a new executive officer, and I just wanted to commend the board on your selection of Mr. St. John and wish him success in his new endeavor. When I appeared here last fall, it was regarding the Shasta River and the initial workshop that described the previous 5 years of the TMDL waiver program. And at that time, I pointed out the dire condition that coho salmon were in. I think I described extensively the population returns that we've seen. And I just want to remind you today that we haven't had much improvement in those conditions since then. And in fact, recently at a coho salmon genetics supplementation workshop, one of the expert scientists with the National Marine Fisheries Service, Dr. Carlos Garza, was pretty explicit in stating that if there isn't supplementation, which is being considered in the Shasta River right now, if there isn't supplementation of the coho salmon population, they're likely to go extinct. And so recovery probably isn't likely without this supplementation. And this is kind of a big deal because these programs are really expensive. They take a lot of resources and thus detract from other things that we could be doing up in that watershed or other places throughout the North Coast. And, well, one of the important things to realize about that proposed supplementation is that it does have the support of the National Marine Fisheries Service and Fish and Game, and this is important because they're recognizing that there have been habitat improvements in the Shasta River over the last few years, and a lot of those improvements are related to water quality improvements, and so I think there are signs of success with the TMDL program and the activities that the regional board is promoting up in the watershed, but I think they're pretty incremental at this point. I think a lot of those successes relate to the land purchases that have occurred from the Nature Conservancy, and we're establishing a foothold, some refugial areas for summer rearing in the watershed, and I just hope that we can continue that effort in the next 5 years. I'm hesitant to oppose a five-year term for a waiver, and I'll leave that to you to decide what's best for the program. But you know, if you wanted to consider a shorter term, that might be something that's desirable, so that we can continue to put some emphasis and some pressure on the landowners that are up there to participate in the program and to continue the improvements they're making. I also understand that there are some there's some activities related to better monitoring that are being considered, and I hope that the board will support those actions. And finally, I just want to mention that Caltrout, throughout the TMDL waiver program during the last 5 years and into the future, will continue to support the efforts of coho salmon recovery. We've been involved in several many activities up in the watershed, and will continue to do so. I think it's a very important place for us to establish and promote recovery of coho and other salmonid species and water quality in general. So that's all I have to say today. Thank you.
Darren, thank you. Can I ask you to repeat, what was that, the workshop that you referred to?
There was a workshop put on by the Nature Conservancy, and it was well attended, that assessed different supplementation methods that could be considered in the Shasta River, such as a conservation hatchery like you have in the Russian River watershed. At this time, I think there isn't the desire to see that level of supplementation effort go forward. What they're considering right now is taking some of the adult cohos that return to Iron Gate Hatchery and transporting them into the Shasta River and letting them go so they can increase the spawning population in the Shasta River. But the workshop in general considered a lot of different options, and now there are ongoing discussions on what kind of program that will be, how it will be funded, and so forth.
Can I ask if you have just specifics, either the date or whatever that workshop went on? I'm just interested in looking to see if there's proceedings from that or something. There's got to be.
I will get an answer for that and get that to you.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
Yeah. It was quite well attended, and it got a lot of attention, and it was very substantive. So there is some good information in there.
Very good. Board member comments or questions?
Did we have any staff attend that?
I'm going to ask Andy. It's not my understanding that we did, but
come up to the mic, Mister.
I don't believe our staff attended that particular meeting, but I know I've attended numerous meetings that led up to that, and there's been a long discussion on supplementation in the watershed, and I've attended a lot of meetings regarding this and related topics.
Thanks.
Any other comments or questions for Mr. Roy? Thank you. Okay. Then what we have before us is a short-term renewal to October 4th for the existing waiver program.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to give you a motion to adopt.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We'll see October 4th, Andy. Look forward to working with you. Okay, we're going to take a 10-minute break. We'll be back here at 10 till, and we'll take on item number 8.